Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we have a very special feature with our spotlight being shined on the talented youth. And today, I have joining me Lyric J. Evans. Lyric, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for welcoming me here.
Oh, you are so welcome. So we're going to jump right into our interview questions. So tell our audience a little about Lyric J. Evans. Talk about, you know, I know you're a model, an artist, an illustrator. You can give us like a little summary overview about
you. Well, I started modeling about 3 years ago. At the beginning, I was pretty shy and nervous about the entire thing, but over time, I started getting used to it when I talked with more people and got to know my friends and teachers and the other students there, too. I got more confident about modeling later on, but even though I did get more confident, walking the runway got very nerve-wracking. I was too afraid that I could fall or trip. But later on, I started getting more better at it, and thankfully, I passed. I started drawing maybe when I was 3 years old. I just thought of it as a thing to do later on, just for fun. But later on, through maybe third grade and fourth grade, I saw lots of other artists on the internet, and I saw what they could draw as well. So I decided that I wanted to be a full-time artist. I wasn't very confident about my art at first, mostly from kids, mostly picking on my art or just me not liking it myself. But later on, I'm starting to get more confident about it.
Okay, all right. Confidence is key. And you can do anything you put your heart to. So you are the founder of Project Be Weird. What is the purpose and inspiration for Project Be Weird?
Project Be Weird is about learning and accepting who you are. It's to teach youth and teens that it's okay to be themselves, no matter what kids at school or even people out of school say. I want kids and others to not be afraid of what other people say about them. No matter if they're weird or wacky or however they act. Just as long as they're unique and they're themselves. I started this organization from my own experience. In school, I used to be called weird because of the way I used to act around others, and I kind of had a hard time fitting in with other kids. But over time, I started to take the word weird and use it as a good thing, not a bad thing. And so whenever someone would call me weird, I would just take it as a compliment.
Okay, that's a nice way to turn it around, taking a negative and turning it into a positive. Very good. I'm proud of you for that. You're so welcome, sweetie. You are the founder of an upcoming magazine, Be Weird, Be True, Be You. What inspired you to birth your magazine, and when is the first issue coming out?
The magazine idea was originally my mom's. We both wanted to give each other, youth and teens, a way to receive empowerment and support when they needed it. This magazine will do just that. This magazine is a digital copy of what Project Be Weird is, and it gives kids confidence other than just giving them tips on how to look like everyone else. And this magazine should be released and will be released this fall of 2017.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations on that. That's a big accomplishment.
You.
Oh, you're so welcome. So, being a young lady with many gifts, what drives and motivates you?
My mom does. She pushes me when I don't feel motivated. She always finds a way to motivate me one way or another. And she helps me get things done when it's hard to do and when I just don't really feel too up to it. She finds a way to brighten my spirits.
Oh, that is beautiful. Love your mom. You got it. See, that's beautiful. So how can our audience and our readers learn more about your project and your new magazine?
For more information, you can contact me for more information or to contact me, you can reach me on my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/LyricJEvans. My website will be finished within the week, and I can be reached at, and then I will be able to be reached at www.LyricJEvans.com.
Okay, and you have a Facebook page for your business, for the magazine as well?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, it's,
can you share that with the audience?
Facebook page. It's the Facebook page that I have already.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That is perfect. Well, there you all have it. We have this very talented young lady, Lyric J. Evans, who is a young entrepreneur, young artist, model, and illustrator. Thank you so much, Lyric, for joining the show this morning. You be blessed and continue to inspire and empower our youth.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing me here.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Have a beautiful afternoon.
You do too, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.